if we begin by looking at the universalist approach. Their approach is that human beings, regardless of culture or language, are all endowed with a common stock of basic concepts. These are known as conceptual primes. And it's from these conceptual primes that more elaborate conceptual systems and patterns of thoughts can be constructed. So according to this viewpoint, language is simply a vehicle for expressing the conceptual system. Consequently, the languages of the world will find some way or other of expressing these conceptual primes, such as height, up or down, or distance, or time, now and then. So for a universalist, thought determines language. And therefore separate languages represent the world in closely equivalent ways, even if they use different kinds of vocabulary or grammar or sounds to say them.